From the Los Angeles Convention Center in Los Angeles, California, it's Felger and Mass, live on Radio Row. Presented by your New England Honda dealers and Safety Insurance. Also brought to you by PropSwap, Win Waste Innovations, Globalization Partners, and Apex Entertainment. Now from Los Angeles, here are Felger and Mass.
Radio Row, it's hour number two. Again, I want to thank our 2 p.m. presenting sponsor, PropSwap. Hour number two, the 3 p.m. hour, is presented by Win Waste Innovations all week here on Radio Row. Our presenting sponsors for the entire week are your New England Honda dealers and Safety Insurance. And all guests on Felger and Mass on Radio Row are presented by Jock Market. Trade fantasy sports, make real money every second of every game. And we're talking about our guest sponsor because Damian Woody from ESPN, former great Patriot center guard, joins us here on Radio Row. How you doing, Damian?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
Good. It's good to see you again.
Same. It's been too long.
I'm going to ask you the same question we just asked our last guest. When people asked you, if you were ever to go into the Hall of Fame, what hat would you wear?
New England.
You consider yourself a Patriot?
New England. I mean, that's where I spent, the most of my time. That's where I won the championships. And, you know, although it's been a while, and, you know, people that kind of follow me on Twitter and stuff like that see that I follow the Jets a lot and comment on a lot. But at the end of the day, it will still be New England.
Okay. So we were just going over this. Seymour obviously got into the Hall of Fame last night.
Yes.
And so we're talking about, you know, players on the Patriots dynasty that will make the Hall of Fame. Brady, Seymour, Gronkowski, Law's already in. I think Adam Vinatieri should get in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Will Fork should get in.
Yes.
Okay. Rodney, we circled. He should be in, but they're not voting him in.
Well, you know how these things happen.
So why is it?
I think a lot of people didn't like Rodney when he played. Now, if you were a teammate of Rodney, you love the heck out of Rodney Harrison. But I do think that some in the media did not like Rodney Harrison.
The media, he was great with the media. I can see former players not liking him. The media, he was terrific.
So you're talking about the reputation of him being dirty.
Yes. I think that is playing a part into why Rodney isn't in the Hall of Fame, because I think he's absolutely, in my opinion, a Hall of Fame player.
Absolutely.
No question.
Absolutely. So then Belichick, Kraft, Randy Moss, you know, again. So it's like I still feel that team's kind of underrepresented. You know, like there's – I mean, but then you say Vrabel, McGinnis, Brewski, I don't know if they quite reach that level. You know, I don't know who else I would put in there. So I don't know. I don't know if you had a thought on that.
Listen, we had a great locker room. We had a bunch of – the thing about that whole Patriots dynasty – it wasn't necessarily superstars. It was the organization's ability to identify players and have those players do specific jobs. And I think that's what, you know, separates the Patriots from pretty much anyone else in the National Football League, that ability to just find guys, plug them in, and for those guys to just really do what they're supposed to do.
Okay. How do you feel about the way it's ended here between Brady and the Patriots? And again, you were there at the beginning. Now here at the end, it feels like it's a little fractured. I enjoyed watching your commentary on ESPN where you sort of fought it. Like, no, it's fine. It doesn't matter that he didn't mention him. And then at the end, you're like, all right, I can't deny this anymore. there's something going on here with Brady and the Patriots. Are you sort of disappointed it's ended that way?
You know, when things end, they never end well. There's not like a happy ending when it usually comes to these type of things, because when you've accomplished so as much as Brady and Belichick, those are two alpha males, at some point you're going to butt heads. At some point when you have a 20-year relationship, things are going to happen. Things are going to deteriorate. So, you know, I try to be diplomatic about it, but clearly you see there's something there. But I think ultimately at the end of the day, both of those guys realized that we couldn't achieve the things that we achieved without one another, and I think that's going to get them past whatever it is that's going on.
But we can say without a doubt, from your perspective now, you think that him leaving the Patriots out of that statement was by design?
I can't say 100% for sure, but, you know, for you to omit a team that, that you spent 20 years on. I mean, it's kind of it looks petty, and I'm the person that likes petty. I like petty type of stuff, and that's exactly what it looked like.
You should be with him.
Yeah. Were you surprised that he called it a career? Because it felt like he still got one good year left in him, right?
Well, I mean, listen, I feel like Brady could have been the MVP this year, honestly.
Definitely.
Just the way he played with a team that really didn't even try to run the ball. They just put it in Brady's hand, like, look, just go win it for us. Somehow, some way, he put up hell of a numbers. Usually you don't see guys walk away from that. Usually guys will, quote-unquote, keep going until the wheels fall off.
Yeah.
I actually applaud him for doing that, for saying, you know what, I'm going to walk away, and I know for a fact that I can still play ball, but I'm not going to keep going down this path where ultimately, you know, it looks ugly at the end.
Damian Woody from ESPN joining us here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and Radio Row. What are your thoughts on Mac Jones? Do you think he can ever be elite?
If you're playing under Coach Belichick, I think he has an opportunity. I think sometimes we get, you know, the flashy stuff supersedes what's really most important at the quarterback position. I think, you know, being a guy that's, if you're accurate, if you've got high football IQ, know what's going on before the snap and after the snap, you can be an elite in this league. We've seen it from a lot of top quarterbacks. Everyone keeps throwing in the mobile aspect, but that's not really the aspect that defines greatness at the quarterback position, in my opinion. So I think he has the tools to be elite.
So, Jimmy, would you please pop up the Darius Slay cut from the other day, please, and just let me know when you have it. How do you feel about Max attitude and the way he carries himself? Do you see him do
the gritty.
So going into the end zone, and we're gonna play a clip for you. This was he was mic'd up, or either Darius Slay was mic'd up, and after he threw the touchdown pass to Renfro in the Pro Bowl again, he got in Darius Slay's face and started chirping him. And here's what it sounded like.
Where were you at the whole drive? You're playing on your phone. What's up, bro? Remember when I torched y'all in training camp? Huh? It was like training camp.
No.
When I torched y'all.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Who was y'all last in training camp?
No way. When I went in?
Yeah. No,
bro, that was good.
Get you.
Yeah. Stop lifting so many weights.
Okay. So, is that good or bad?
I love that. I love that. It's just, you know, as a former player, man, sometimes quarterback kind of consider themselves above the fray. I love when a quarterback is in the mix like that, interacting with the guys on the team, talking trash. I think it endears them to other players. Players like quarterbacks like that. So, listen, I'm high on Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones can be one of the top quarterbacks in this league. Patriots got to continue to surround him with talent. They need more talent.
Okay, so is that their number one need, the receiver position?
They need someone outside the numbers that can scare the hell out of people. I really do. I think, you know, having Hunter Henry, you know, he had a really good year this year.
Yep.
You know, Jonnu Smith didn't. I don't know what happened with him this year. I don't know if they didn't utilize him right or he fell out of favor. But something was going on with Jonnu Smith. But they need that other piece on the outside. If they can get that other piece on the outside to go along with that stable of running backs that they have, good stuff.
Do you think Belichick still has his fastball? Do you look at the team sometimes and say this doesn't feel the way it used to?
I will say the talent level has deteriorated some over the past few years. That was the reason why Coach Belichick did what he did in free agency. When you don't necessarily draft all that great, now you got to supplement in free agency. And he went on that spending spree and got some talent. But I just think they need to either through trade, draft, they need an elite playmaker on the outside. I think that would help Mac Jones. It would take his game to another level.
If they had a Ja'Marr Chase type, could he do what Joe Burrow was doing this year? Can Mac Jones mirror what Joe Burrow has done?
Man, that's a tough one.
Because you mean, like Burrow, obviously.
I love Burrow. Like, I just, this, when you talk about that it, he has it.
I agree.
He has it. And when you look at the Bengals, I mean, the guy was just getting killed. just getting killed, getting pummeled. Most quarterbacks who get pummeled, they, you know, fold like a metal chair. Not him. He just like, okay, it is what it is. You know, there's nothing I can do about that aspect. I just got to go out there and play my game. That's what he did. Led him all the way to the Super Bowl.
You like the media thing, Damian?
I do, man. I love the media. Like, when I first got into it, it was tough because you do feel your loyalties and your respects for a lot of players. And, you know, it was hard to talk about people, criticize them, because a lot of guys get sensitive. But as I've been removed more from the game, you just understand, I'm just doing my job.
Right.
It's not anything personal. It's just business. And I think if more guys understood that, then I think the relationship between players and media could be at better than what it is.
You ever have a bad incident where someone got in your face? You know, someone sort of confronted you, like, why are you doing me like that? Anything like that?
Angry texts, things like that.
Oh man, I remember on ESPN when Deflategate happened. I talked about, you know, we got me. It was me and Teddy Bruschi on show, and we talked about got into that, and. Boy, it was heated.
Bruschi's in the bag.
It was heated. Bruschi's my guy.
He's a company guy. He's a company guy.
It got heated. So, but it's you know, when you're talking about people that you know and organizations that you respect and love, that's how things emotional.
As a former center, I mean, those quarterbacks were particular about the condition and the state of their football, were they not?
Oh, you know this.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely, you know this. So that whole incident was it was pretty testy on set, let's just say that.
Okay. How do you feel being a Boston College alum? There's not many of those, like, you feel all those SEC guys pounding their chest, and every week it's someone about LSU or Alabama. It's like, I went to Boston College.
It's great because if you look throughout the media, there's a lot of BC alums in the media. So I'm like, okay, you guys are pounding your chest about that, but
we're smarter than
you. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Damian here is for to talk about Huddle Up. Let's talk about obesity campaign. Tell me about this.
Yeah, listen, I'm a guy that's been struggling with my weight, you know, fluctuating my whole career and post-career. So, you know, this is a campaign of just, you know, making former players aware of, you know, just being in shape, you know, your health. Not necessarily a certain weight or image, but just your overall health, you know, heart health and all those type of things, and your mental health. And so I'm just here just speaking on behalf of you know, the NFL alumni to just bring more awareness to former players to that.
It must be hard, for especially linemen, where your whole life, probably since the year 13, put on weight, you know. And now all of a sudden you stop playing, and it's like, well, now you got to lose. Like, you haven't done that for 20 years or whatever. It must be hard.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And a lot of it is just routine because, you know, when you're playing, you're so – everything is on a schedule. You're so used to that. And then once you're out of the game, now it's just like, okay, I need to somehow put that together myself instead of having, you know, the team put that together for me. So, you know, that's what I talk to, you know, other former players about, is just making sure you have a routine. Make sure you schedule things that are important to you, and your health should be number one.
Damian, thanks again for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks again for having me, guys.
It's good to see you.
Same here, man.
All right.
Been too long.
Damian Woody from ESPN.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.